All right, Rose, we've been talking about this for a week or now, and again, it is kind of nice to have a very special guest on the air, so I'm going to turn that over to you. There you go.
Yeah, so I want to remind everybody, you know, we have been talking about this incident that happened about 10 days ago now, where 43 cats were kind of rescued, I guess, from a hoarding situation. A van in the Kohl's parking lot in Newburgh on Route 300. Over there, I guess SPCA Humane Law Enforcement was called in, and then these cats and kittens ended up at the Hudson Valley SPCA, and we're curious about how things are going. So we've got the board president and executive director on the air with us this morning, Joan Kay. Thank you so much for coming on this morning with us.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate all that you do for the animals and to, you know, enlighten our community on what goes on at the Hudson Valley SPCA.
Yeah, we, you know, we talked about it a lot, and a lot of our listeners went over and donated things, and it just makes us so happy and so proud. And you know, I guess first and foremost, the situation that happened, it's unusual, right, to have that kind of a situation, a hoarding situation like that?
Well, unfortunately, it's become something that we're seeing more and more often. We did not too long ago do 57 dogs from a very small trailer. We did another one that had 21. We did another with 18. So unfortunately, we see it more and more. And in this particular situation, we had gotten multiple complaints. But the problem was she would move from location to location, so we would go to where we got complaint from, and there was no sign of her. Eventually, there was a little bit of a pattern. We went to our district attorney and said, listen, this has been going on, but location plays a role in the process, let's say. You know, when you're giving a search and seizure, it's for a location in most cases. So because that kept changing, it made it a bit difficult. On this particular day, we had the search and seizure in hand for 2 days, and we were able to locate her.
So I read that it was recorded at 119 degrees inside of the van.
It was 119 degrees. There were cats actually up in like some of the vents that took quite some time to pull them out. It was disturbing. Really disturbing.
So how are they doing? Did they all live through this, or did you lose a lot?
So far they are all still alive.
Wow!
But it took immediate veterinary care. It took a lot of hands on. It took all of our cat staff to, you know, be hands on for the first 48 hours. Fluids, etc.
Yeah, and I heard that there were some that were pregnant.
One gave birth the same day. Five babies. And, you know, what we are battling, things like, you know, flea infestation, and getting that under control, and, you know, especially in smaller babies like that. You know, there's definitely some sickness throughout there. We're still working our way through, you know, parasitic issues. You know, it's just a myriad of things that you deal with when you have that many in a confined space. It's very complicated.
It's like rampant. You know, it's like a vehicle for disease. And
why do people do this?
You know, I believe it's really, really a mental health issue.
Why?
I think people start out saying, "I'm taking these two off the street." We know of at least one, and I'm sure there's more than one, case where she took a person's cat. Their cat had escaped when they had company, I believe was the story. And she took this cat. The woman saw the cat in this van and said, "You have my cat." And she drove away. She said, "That's not your cat. It's my cat."
Oh, boy.
Long story short, she tried to follow the woman to get her cat back. She knew it was her cat. And at some point, the cat got so ill and probably so stressed out from being in this situation. It was a cat that was well-loved and extremely well-cared for. The person had had put out, you know, $1,500 reward to return this cat. Oh. And it never happened. And the cat wound up somehow, she dumped it off at a vet in Monroe, who quickly scanned the cat, recognized the posters. Mm. Anyway, it was too late for that cat. That cat went into renal failure and other medical issues, and the cat died.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Oh, Joan K, HVSPCA board president, on the air with us this morning talking about this big rescue that happened last week with the cats. And unfortunately, as you say, it's not that uncommon. So where are we at as far as supplies and stuff? I know people have been bringing things in. Tell us what you need.
So the community has been very generous, but we are still looking for cat food, kitten food. What we go through in a day right now, we have 126 cats.
Oh, wow.
We did take these cats to a separate location up the road so that we could properly isolate and intake them. Mm. But the amount of cat food that we're going through on a daily basis, and certainly monetary, you know, is a big thing for us because of all the vet care that we have to provide for these cats. And with having them, you know, sick, and not one of them was spayed or neutered either.
Wow.
So we really need anything monetary. Most people don't realize that we are not funded by anyone other than the public. So when the public stops donating, we cease to exist.
Well, our people will step up. Hudson Valley SPCA, they need help. And I know these cats and kittens will be available for adoption soon. And somebody right here with us in the studio,
Bobo,
is looking. He's interested, Joan.
Come on down.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I would like to tell you over the air that I would like to adopt one of the newborn kittens. And probably even like to adopt the mommy, too, as well.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
mommy is very sweet, too.
Oh, good.
We're gonna put your name on her.
Oh, please do.
Oh, that's great.
And to be one of the babies, for sure.
And I'd like to make a nice honorable donation, too.
Thank you. It's all of it, just so you know, everything that we do goes directly to the care. We don't have overhead. All of our board members, senior management directors, we do this, all for free because it just matters to us. And we love doing what we do every day and seeing the community come together and help us do what we need to do.
How many kittens did Mommy Cat have?
Five.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Really?
Awesome. The ones, yes, they're all really adorable.
And so
we have some of them, unfortunately, that have never been touched or pet, that are feral. But we have a committed group of volunteers who are working on trying to get, 15 of them to come around and to trust.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because my daughter used to volunteer when she was a kid when she was in high school, I think. So talk about that a little bit. That's a program that you have or whatever that, people can come over and play with the animals to help socialize them, correct?
And I can't say how much that helps. So we're open 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And Saturdays and Sundays, we say to people, you know what, you should come and fill out the form. And then after that, you can come, even if you only have an hour one day, to take a dog for a walk, you have no idea what it does for their heart.
Sure.
They get so depressed being in a cage. Mm-hmm. We don't always have time. We walk them in the morning, you walk them at night, you do the best you can.
Right.
Yeah, but when volunteers come and say, hey, I only have an hour, we say an hour is exactly what, little Mikey over there needs, that's what Thor needs.
Yeah.
We match people with the appropriate dogs, or just sit in the cat room and brush a cat.
Oh.
Throw some little treats for them so they start to associate humans with a good thing. That's
awesome.
Joan, one question. Who are the veterinary clinics that now assist you guys?
So who was the biggest help with this case was Dr. Lori Stein out of Cornwall. She has given up two... Mm-hmm. days of her time for free to come over and treat all of these cats.
Wow.
She has also donated significant medical supplies.
Wow.
We also use, we actually try to spread it out a little bit. The yeah. pets I love have been wonderful to us with our cats and Hamptonburg Animal Hospital.
Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure they got a little bit of a plug because we know that they do help a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
They absolutely help. All, you know, all three of them have amazing. For the pets I love, they did three amputations, not on this crew, but three cat amputations in 1 month. So we had two hit by car, another we didn't even know what the old injury was, but it came in with this terrible infection, and they do it for us for like a third of the price, and, you know, just cost.
That's awesome.
God bless, well, God bless them.
Joan, thank you so much for coming on with us. Joan Kay, Hudson Valley SPCA Board President and Executive Director. We will keep talking about this and keep talking about you because you're doing incredible work there for us here in the Hudson Valley. And if anyone is interested in getting more information about what's happening there, it's HudsonValleySPCA.com. And I also want to mention that when you donate to the ASPCA, this was brought to my attention, it doesn't filter down to Hudson Valley SPCA. So if you want to make a donation, you got to go directly to them. Mm-hmm. I believe you guys take, is it Venmo? PayPal, right?
PayPal, correct.
PayPal credit card. Uh-huh. You could do that right through the website, or you can go visit them at 940 Little Britain Road in New Windsor. They're open 7 days a week. As she said, you can volunteer to play with the animals, walk the animals, or bring them some Purina cat chow in the blue bag and Purina kitten chow in the yellow bag, cleaning supplies, all kinds of stuff. Again, thank you so much for giving us an update, and we'd love to hear more from you in the future.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for helping us. We really appreciate you.
Yep, very
welcome.
Thank you,
Joan. Good luck.
Well.
All right.